Nicely with Martin Besser.
Felicity was saying just now that there's this guy trending on a couple of platforms in and around Johannesburg, like the I Love Four Ways group. Apparently he sings really well and people spotted him alongside the road in the traffic singing and stuff. And I'm like, Kekine, it is must know my course. I am interested. I want to know more. I want to meet him. I want to hear him sing. I want to find out what's going on. Someone actually quickly responded. This is Nadia, I think.
Ek het hom al gehoor sing in William Nicol. Ek het eindelijk gedink dit was a recording wat hy gespeel het. Dit is so incredible.
Sure.
Hier jou is. So hy het gestil met sy gitaar. En by die robot, na by die robot, uit die ander ou wat staan met die boortjie en vra vir geld.
Oh.
En hy het al gestaan en sy jam gedoen en was incredible.
So he's a proper busker.
Very nice.
Yeah, he's a classic busker.
Busking, yes.
And if you consider the kind of artists that have made it in life from busking, like Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Karen Zoid het letterlijk een marvel gebusk.
Verstaan je?
Ja. Yeah.
Dit is hoe het begin. And he wants to grow his social media following. I see your social media following and I raise you South Africa's favorite morning show.
Yes.
Kutlwano on the line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, thank you. I was saying, because I was looking at the picture, how old are you now, if I might ask?
I'm 24.
Oh, okay, so you're 24 years old. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. People are telling me that you're so talented.
Yeah, they say that. I try to sound a bit better every day, so I'm just glad that they think I'm good enough now. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's your background? You're 24 now, and your love for music, where does it come from?
Well, I guess I've always been musical, but I've only like started pushing it hard like from last year when I had enough time because of COVID. So when I didn't have enough lessons because I was also doing my third year in economics. So I just had enough time to go on YouTube, and then I found out about buskers in the UK, Andy Sherlock and others.
Yeah.
And I was interested. I was like, let me tap into this because I was like, I knew that my football career will never take off because of age and stuff. So I just tried to do music, and the type of music that I wanted to sing actually was like friendly to every person. So that's why I decided to go to public and play it out. So yeah,
and it was kind of difficult
as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I hear it. It must be difficult because some days people are more generous than others. Mm. Do you busk along William Nicol and Cedar?
Only in Cedar.
Okay.
I just said it was difficult because of COVID, so I couldn't play at like malls and shopping centers.
Of course.
So I had to find creative ways. So right. I took my 50-pound speaker and had to go to the robots, basically, from Alberton, and then I started moving to other places as well.
Where do you stay?
In Katlehong. It's like in the East Rand next to Alberton.
All right. Are you there with your family?
Nah, I'm new with them, but they're probably asleep now.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music do you like to sing?
Anything from the 70s, 60s, basically. So your Beatles, your Bee Gees.
What? All the classics. Bee Gees.
All the classics.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and that's why people find it incredible. They're like, there's no way this guy's singing this song. They think I have a pre-recorded track, and then I'm just lip-syncing, basically.
Listen. Now I'm wondering, Beatles? Mm. Okay. Michael Jackson? Okay, the Bee Gees. What are you talking about? Yeah, would you mind? I mean, do you have your guitar with you right now?
I have my speaker here with my backtrack, so I can play a song for you if you don't mind.
Yeah, with the track. I mean, put a track on there and sing live just a little bit, if you don't mind. I'm sorry, I'm so curious. I love music. I'm music for me is everything. Live performance is even better, so I am so curious. Mm. You make me sad now that I moved from Joburg to Pretoria's side. Otherwise, I would have driven past every day to check your performances out. Okay, so would you mind, Kutlwano, just giving us a little taster there? Just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
All right, just a couple of seconds.
Okay. I think I've got to get a message to you by the Bee Gees.
All right. Bee Gees are tough to do. Imagine.
Brothers right. Gibbs.
Go for it. When you're ready.
Oh,
just talk to me and leave my son. Come walk with me. Come and walk one more.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's because he's in fours.
Why do the mobile networks hate me in Johannesburg?
He's so close.
Oh, but when he hit that one note, now I'm curious because the Bee Gees. Now he's gone. Well, this is just horrible. Could we invite him, Megs? Could we invite him possibly into the studio maybe?
Yeah.
Let's see. Just chat to him and maybe he can come in, what's it now, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
If he can, and just start his day busking here in the studio.
Yes.
And I'll prepare a little something for his tip jar. We'll come up with a bit of a surprise for him.
Because we also want to know what his socials are, how to get hold of him.
Yeah, man.
He's trying to build that.
I was going to say to him right now, I want to put something in your tip, in your tip jar, because he's a busker. But then he might as well come and do it here for us on air. Would you like that? And then, we put a little tip in there for him and make him famous here on the show. I just think it's hell of ambitious doing something like the Bee Gees. But I also want to hear a bit of Jackson, maybe a bit of Michael Jackson.
And I'm just so happy to hear busker. I mean, we just don't have a lot of them. We don't have that culture.
And COVID shut them down.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
When last, actually, have you seen... Listen, it was the first thing when they announced that we're getting a Gautrain. It was the first thing. I think I still on my drive show.
Yeah.
Called them and asked them, could we have buskers in the stations?
Oh, yes. That'd be incredible.
That'd be great. You know, I love that when you go to New York, London, man. And then it makes you feel so inadequate in life as a musician who takes money and gets gigs on big stages. And then you drive past this bra on Cedar Avenue and he's like so good. He's just so much better. Okay, so we'll set it up for tomorrow morning.
Morning, family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.